Many Utahns are familiar with the species Anabrux simplex, though they may not know it by that name. According to folklore associated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in the spring of 1848, these little critters attacked newly planted crops that were vital for the survival of LDS settlers. Miraculously, a flock of gulls appeared and devoured the invaders, saving the settlers' crops and forever labeling the pests Mormon crickets.
Most of the population, where you'll see them, is in rangeland, sagebrush, steppe kind of areas. And it's when those resources kind of dry down and when you have those large populations, then they'll move into more cropping systems.
That's Dr. Ricardo Ramirez. He's a professor and extension specialist with Utah State University. Residents in southern Idaho and northern Utah have reported a possible uptick in the population sizes of Mormon crickets in some areas this summer. However, Dr. Ramirez says that the populations are still relatively quite low.
It's not that Mormon crickets aren't around. They're always around, right? It's just kind of the population levels that we actually observe them at.
Although populations may be growing, Dr. Ramirez is not prepared to predict that the insects will become crop pests anytime soon.
Right now we're seeing, a few populations that are spiking maybe more than normal in the area, but it's hard to predict right now what will happen even next year, right? And whether or not this will persist as a population that then continues on to be a larger population.
We will just have to wait and see. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.